am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, September 22nd, 2023, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. We had a few calls yesterday. The phone lines are open today. It's Friday. We usually do that, and we try to keep it fairly light, but it doesn't always work out that way. Phone lines, for those who don't know, the local line is preferred because, you know what, that doesn't cost a bunch of money. The local number is 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. And the toll-free number, for those who are still living in a cave, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Just kidding. Not everyone has free long distance these days, I guess. I don't know. So there are the numbers. How about we begin with things seen on social media? Things seen on social media. I wonder if I could do that. I thought I could. Quickly. That's what I get for thinking. All right, so things seen on social media. How about this? In a society that rewards the deceivers, those speaking the truth will be punished. That's interesting. And I think along with that, we could say another meme circulating in social media. At no point in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys. And along with that, none of us want a war with Russia, China, Syria, Iran, Yemen, or North Korea. No war. So let's stop the media from pretending like we do. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday with the things going on. When you ask war hawks about these kinds of things, it's It's interesting. You know what you're going to get. If you ask a hammer about anything, anything will be a nail in the eyes of a hammer. And I think an interesting and provocative observation that should accompany the point that no one wants war. I mean, if we sit down as the American people and we count the cost of war, literally and figuratively, whatever, you know, however we decide to do that, I think it was Smedley Butler, wasn't it, who said that the victories are counted in dollars and the losses are counted in lives, something along those lines. I forget exactly how he put it. But if we really counted the cost, a friend, one of the Gregs who was on this broadcast a million years ago when it began, used to talk about a genocide of the warrior class. If you are just perpetually in a state of war and conflict, then you are, it's a genocide of the warrior class, those who would go and fight and defend their family, you know, who would fight for God and country, so to speak. It's a genocide of the warrior class. It is a drain on any society over time. That's a cliche. So if we actually count the cost, none of us wants a war. And who wins in these kinds of things? How do we know when we have won? How do we know when mission accomplished? I thought we heard and saw mission accomplished in the Bush 2 administration, didn't we? What happened? So how do we know when we've won? Especially when we see the same forces shaping up now. I mentioned recently, for example, that the Taliban is back in charge in Afghanistan, and once again, opium production is in view. So who wins? No one wants war. And I think it's an uncomfortable reminder that really kind of a comprehensive state of affairs, that Congress has not declared war since World War II. Constitutionally, Congress is the only body that has the authority, the power and authority to declare war. How are we? That's why Vietnam was a conflict, for example. It wasn't a war, it was a conflict. Well, then, what's going on? Why are we in all of these conflicts all around the world? Something is desperately wrong, wouldn't you say? So, interesting that I think most people are really not troubled very much by the facts, you know, the fact that Congress hasn't declared war in about 80 years. Maybe we should play a little something that maybe really puts a point on this anecdotally. So there is the article on RBN titled "Nearly 3 years after he urged people to invade the Capitol on January 6th, Ray Epps is charged." So, from the article, nearly 3 years after he appeared on video urging people to crash the U.S. Capitol as the 2020 presidential election was being certified, Ray Epps was charged for his role in the January 6th riot. I think that's a disingenuous way to put it. What was his role? Do we know for sure? According to the Associated Press on Monday, federal prosecutors charged Epps with a single misdemeanor count of disorderly or disruptive conduct on restricted grounds. Because, you know, the reason I ask the question is because that clearly doesn't seem to indicate that he was charged for his role. All the world is a stage. It's all theater, maybe. Places, places, everyone. What was his actual role? Epps, quote, did knowingly and with intent to impede and disrupt the orderly conduct of government business and official functions, engage in disorderly and disruptive conduct in and within such proximity to a restricted building and grounds. That is, any posted, cordoned off, and otherwise restricted area within the United States Capitol and its grounds where the vice president was and would be temporarily visiting, when and so that such conduct did in fact impede and disrupt the orderly conduct of government business and official functions and attempted and conspired to do so, end quote, prosecutors said in court records cited by the AP. And in the next sort of installment of theater, there is this link in the news. Ray Epps demands Tucker Carlson cease and desist. False and defamatory statements. I think that that's theater. And I'm inclined to agree with Dr. Shiva Ayadure that, you know, the Tucker CIA connection is a lot more real than a lot of folks would like to imagine. It would be in keeping with what we see happening. That everything is theater and increasingly managed and orchestrated. So continuing on, January 5 and 6, Epps was heard on video saying, I'm probably going to go to jail for this. Tomorrow we need to go into the Capitol. At one point in the video, the pro-Trump crowd around him begins to chant, Fed, 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 implying Epps was planted by federal law enforcement. Conservatives' suspicion about Epps was fed, by the FBI's actions following the riot. The FBI identified Epps on January 8 as one of its 20 most wanted rioters and even offered a $1,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Yet his photo quickly disappeared from the agency's website and he was never charged in the melee until this week, even as hundreds of other rioters, this is interesting, who were not nearly as visible or voluble, were rounded up and prosecuted. In light of the news about the charge against Epps, the conservative website Revolver News, which has done extensive work on Epps' case, reposted on Tuesday a December 2021 story it did detailing his actions during the riot. And I read through that story back then, I believe. Pretty sure it's the same story. They did a couple of pieces, actually. But there was kind of a series, I guess, and that, I think, is what is being referred to here. Quote, Epps was the loudest riot recruiter and its apparent leader of the very breach of Capitol grounds, Revolver reported at the time. Revolver added in its report, quote, it would be one thing if Epps repeated calls on January 5 to go into the Capitol had simply amounted to bluster, but Epps followed through on his stated mission to shepherd others inside. And then, parenthetically, in video clips, we see Epps actively orchestrate elements of the very first breach of the Capitol barricades at 12:50 p.m., while Trump still had 20 minutes left in his rally speech. It is noteworthy, Revolver continued, that this Ray Epps breach occurred just 1 minute after Capitol Police began responding to reports of two pipe bombs located at DNC and GOP headquarters, respectively. Rather conveniently, the already handicapped Capitol Police, and why was that? Thus had still fewer resources with which to respond to the barricade breach in question. End quote. The Biden administration's charge against Epps would seem to help his case against journalist Tucker Carlson. Epps sued Carlson for defamation earlier this year after the former Fox News personality asserted Epps may have been acting as a federal provocateur and egging others on to attack the Capitol. Epps claimed in court records that was false because the FBI had told him in May 2023 that he would be charged for his actions on January 6th. If we could sort of get to the bottom, if we could go back in time, I would imagine that Ray Epps would say, you know, something along the lines of Oliver North, you know, of course I lied to the American people, and I'd do it again because it's a matter of national security. It's all just a bunch of nonsense to, you know, see something like this that has all of the hallmarks of an FBI COINTELPRO styled, you know, Gladio C type of operation. You have seen this theater sort of unfold right before the public, and yet people actually think that this somehow might be, I mean, just layers and layers. The FBI is notorious for this kind of stuff for decades. Again, I think maybe we could play Trevor Aronson's 2015 TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. You know, the CIA does it overseas and sometimes at home. Shh, don't tell. And the FBI obviously does it at home, suborning folks, luring people into plots like this, typically to trap someone, entrapment, you know, into being some kind of informant or something like that. Just ask Randy Weaver, he'll tell you. So you take a person who has committed some low-level crime and you say, look, these charges are very serious. You will go away for a long time. Or you can work with us. You can do us a favor. Problem is, the favor never ends. It's like, you know, the Godfather. Someday I'm going to ask you for a favor. Someday, and that day may never come. Oh yeah, it'll come. And that day will never go away. So basically, that's sort of the MO. You know, John Brennan talked about this before Congress. The CIA likes to suborn people and sort of recruit them nefariously into their operations. It's a great way to maintain plausible deniability, and there have been countless episodes of this stuff over the years. This is with a slightly different twist, obviously, but every time we turn around, there are more feds at these high-profile strategy of tension events than there are other people. Just normal, average, everyday Joes. The most provocative and embarrassing is perhaps the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. You know, even the Babylon Bee did a video about that. Everybody in the room's a Fed, right? Ha 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 ha. It's so funny. Anyway, the piece that Chris Hayes did the other day on this, I mean, the actual story is lost in the details, so maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. It's interesting, you know, the January 6th nonsense, it's so much theater, and people are buying into it on both sides of the discussion, of the contrived narrative and discussion. And that does a number of things. You know, if you don't think critically and step back and realize this all could be very carefully orchestrated, it seems like it is, you know. To spin the Ray Epps thing now and to... As the article that I was reading mentions, the Biden administration's charge against Epps would seem to help his case against journalist Tucker Carlson. That is fomenting public ire on both sides of the discussion. But is anything going to happen to these people? You know, is there ever any accountability in this theatrical? Ray Epps was on 60 Minutes, for Pete's sake. Ray Epps, the New York Times article, Ray Epps, target of conspiracy theory, pleads guilty to January 6th, blah, 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 blah. Pleads guilty to disorderly conduct. He didn't get 20 years in prison. You know, that's what usually happens to Gladio B types. He's somewhere in the liminal space between here and sheep dipping. You know, it's interesting how everything gets gray. The more we go along, everything gets more gray. We can't seem to prove anything. There's no accountability. And the conflict actually goes somewhere that really has nothing to do with what's going on. I mean, what happened on January 6th was completely contrived. But the efforts to make it something else, one of the best was what I alluded to. I think I mentioned specifically yesterday, sometime earlier this week, but Chris Hayes' piece titled "Preposterous: Conspiracy Theorists Think John Fetterman Uses a Body Double." And Chris Hayes went through all of the talking points, all in one fell swoop in about 10 minutes, and it's utterly absurd. Maybe we'll play it just because it's Friday and we need some comedic relief. January 6th was included So, and, you know, even if something were to happen, my suspicions get the best of me, and I think, you know, I guess my cynicism gets the best of me, and I think, how will we know? Are people going to be able to visit folks in federal prison and confirm that people who are serving time are actually serving time? No, we're hearing quite a bit. Here is, for example, the DOJ press release from September 15, 2023. Members of the Oath Keepers sentenced for role in January 6th Capitol breach. I think that's more PSYOPs, personally. You know, without diving too far down the rabbit hole, it seems everywhere you look, you know, we've played the clip of Michael Flynn recently reciting Elizabeth Clare Prophet's speech as a prayer in church. And, you know, all the Q nonsense has people all sucked up and just brain wiped. Anyway, mention a little bit from the DOJ press release when we come back. Stick around.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Back. So what ends up happening with all of these episodes is that we just see the American public becoming more and more frothy. When people buy into this, it has a very sort of bizarre psychological effect. If you will buy into this, there's perhaps a corollary to what I was saying earlier, the idea that in a society that rewards the deceivers, those speaking the truth will be punished. There is a an element of Plato's cave at work here. People that get lured into being dishonest and essentially telling or supporting a lie to bolster their position. This is happening in every corner of society, whether it's the gender bender discussion.
Gender is a social construct.
No, it's not. And have you done any homework on John Money and Alfred Kinsey? Everywhere you look, you know, in the higher you go in academia, the higher you go in university, the more you're encountered by, you know, pedophiles, rapists, homosexuals, deviants, and generally what I would call the apostate crowd, those who probably at some point, particularly in their youth, encountered some form or some degree of what one might call Orthodox Christianity. They encountered the Bible, the God of the Bible, and they became, you know, they rebelled. They were those who departed from the faith. The Carl Jungs, the Karl Marx, etc., etc. The rebels or the radicals, as Saul Alinsky might say, the guy who dedicated Rules for Radicals to the first radical, the devil himself. So you see that kind of theater sort of playing out, and then you see folks emulating it. So a great example of this would be what Candace Owens and Dinesh D'Souza discussed a few years ago. Remember that? The kids, Collinford Mattis and Aruj Rahman, you know, Yale Law School graduate, I forget which one was, but, you know, kids throwing Molotov cocktails into cars and firebombing stuff, people acting out this theater that they've been seduced into buying into. And the lies sort of bring a person along, and it's kind of an initiation ritual, if you will, because once you've bought into the lie, there's really no going back. You've attached your identity to this thing. And it's kind of, you know, in the sense that maybe marijuana is a gateway drug to other things, these little seductions and these little lies are a gateway into the bigger effort justification bias and going wherever that lie takes a person. So, you know, there are examples like the gender bender discussion where people think, you know, the most powerful thing in the universe is a victim, and so I'm going to play the victim card. Everybody's doing it, though. Whether it's saying that the gender thing, you know, these people are victims, or, you know, it's race baiting, or it's political, where, you know, this side is a victim or that side is a victim. It's all becoming true to an extent because of the fact that, you know, because of people's participation in the lie, rather than stepping back and saying, no, I'm not going to participate in that. So everywhere you look, speaking of the January 6th nonsense, every installment of this theater that is like something Stephen J. Cannell or Aaron Spelling wrote back in the 80s. What's going to happen, you know, or the old Batman TV episodes? Tune in next time, you know. Will Batman and Robin make it? Will they make it out alive? It's that ridiculous. Every installment ratchets up the fury and the ire of the fomented sides. Just a little more. Just a little more. And what do you know? Coincidentally, guys like Samuel P. Huntington wrote about a clash of civilizations. And if we look at Wikipedia, clash of civilizations. See what it says today. The clash of civilizations is a thesis that people's cultural and religious identities will be the primary source of conflict in the post-Cold War world. The American political scientist Samuel P. Huntington argued that future wars would be fought not between countries, but between cultures. It was proposed in a 1992 lecture at the American Enterprise Institute, which was then developed into a 1993 Foreign Affairs article, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, titled "The Clash of Civilizations?" In response to his former student Francis Fukuyama's 1992 book, The End of History and the Last Man. And a companion piece to those two books is Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution. So continuing, Huntington later expanded his thesis in a 1996 book titled The Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of World Order. And continuing, the phrase itself was earlier used by Albert Camus in 1946 by Girolal Jain in his analysis of the Iodia dispute in 1988 by Bernard Lewis in an article in the September 1990 issue of the Atlantic Monthly titled The Roots of Muslim Rage, and by Mahdi El Mandra in his book La Première Guerre Civilizationnelle, published in 1992. Even earlier, the phrase appears in a 1926 book regarding the Middle East by Basil Matthews, Young Islam on Trek, a study in the civil in the Clash of Civilizations, page 196. This expression derives from clash of cultures already used during the colonial period and the Belle Epoque. And so there's more, but I mean, we have really had sort of a morbid preoccupation with this concept for the last 100 years, basically, is kind of the point. And it sort of finally culminates in Huntington's thesis, which becomes book. And what do you know? The world is heading precisely in that direction. How could they, you know, what a coincidence. Everyone's supposed to be at each other's throats. And then the world leader will emerge. You know, the part of the idea is that the world will be plunged into, and you know, the cultural Marxists say that the way to save mankind is to plunge him into utter depravity. I think that a good reminder of that is what's the article? Good grief. From Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control. And in that article, Jeffrey Steinberg you know, the way to salvation, according to the cultural Marxist, according to the satanic contingent, is to plunge man into utter depravity, and that's where he's gonna, you know, his salvation lies in the Jungian sort of concept, you know, that he can, man can conquer himself and become his own God. Anyway, from Steinberg's article, From Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control, for the Marxist Freudian revolutionaries of the Frankfurt School, the ultimate antidote to the hated Western Judeo-Christian civilization was to tear that civilization down from the inside by turning out generations of necrophiliacs. If this statement seems harsh, consider the following. In his 1948 work on the philosophy of modern music, Frankfurt School leader Theodor Adorno argued that the purpose of modern music is to literally drive the listener insane. This is 1948. The crooners were popular in 1948. The Beatles had not yet been thrust onto the scene in theatrical fashion. You know, if you're not familiar with the fact that the Beatles were completely contrived, their popularity was contrived, go listen to James Perloff tell the story of how schoolgirls were recruited, for example, to put on a show, basically, to create the image of cultural phenomenon. So, continuing, if this statement seems harsh, consider the following. In his 1948 work on the philosophy of modern music, Frankfurt School leader Theodor Adorno argued that the purpose of modern music is to literally drive the listener insane. Have you ever noticed how kids can't, when a young child, like a baby, hears music, they start moving and they just can't seem to stop moving? Continuing, he justified this by asserting that modern society was a hotbed of evil, authoritarianism, and potential fascism. They found a fascist under every rock because they were creating them. I digress. And that only by first destroying civilization through the spread of all forms of cultural pessimism and perversity could liberation occur. See what I'm talking about? On the role of modern music, he wrote, quote, "It is not that schizophrenia is directly expressed therein, but the music imprints upon itself an attitude similar to that of the mentally ill. No wonder so many people are psychically mutilated, as Michael Tsarian might say." So, the music imprints upon itself an attitude similar to that of the mentally ill. The individual brings about his own disintegration. He imagines the fulfillment of the promise through magic, but nonetheless within the realm of immediate actuality. Its concern is to dominate schizophrenic traits through the aesthetic consciousness. In so doing, it would hope to vindicate insanity as true health. Necrophilia, he added, is the ultimate expression of true health in this sick society. And continuing from Jeffrey Steinberg's article, Eric Fromm, another leading Frankfurt School figure who was instrumental as early as the 1930s in devising the scales used in the authoritarian personality study, devoted much of his seminal 1972 work, The Anatomy of Human Destructiveness, to the analysis of necrophilia, which he pronounced to be the dominant trend in modern society. Fromm defined necrophilia as all forms of obsession with death and destruction, particularly those with intense sexual overtones. How many movies have we seen with this thematic element in it in recent years? Ironically, his ostensible cure for this mass social perversion was the drug, rock, sex counterculture of the late 1960s. Quote, "Simultaneously with the increasing necrophilous development," Fromm wrote in his chapter on malignant aggression, necrophilia, "the opposite trend that of love of life is also developing. It manifests itself in many forms in the protest against the deadening of life, a protest by people among all social strata and age groups, but particularly by the young. There is hope in the rising protest against pollution and war. This protest is also to be understood in the attraction to drugs among the young. End quote. So this is all orchestrated. There's more. I could continue, but you get the point. By the way, if you are not familiar with Jeffrey Littleton or Jeffrey Steinberg's article from Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control, it's definitely worth a read. It's one of the best entry points and reminders one could find. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. It's Friday, so it's sort of random. I think I'm going to jump away from Jeffrey Steinberg's article for a moment, but I think I will come back to it. So a couple of things. There's the video Chris Williamson posted, Eric Weinstein. Why can no one agree on the truth anymore? That's a 3-hour and 13-minute interview. I can tell you, in simple terms, You know, this idea of speak your truth, blah, blah, is nonsense. The reason no one can agree on the truth anymore is because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And so he is the truth. The truth is found in the Bible. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the more that we have drifted away from that, the more we have drifted into darkness and confusion. Simple terms, it's probably uncomfortable to say out loud these days, but again, in a society that rewards lying and liars, telling the truth becomes an act that may be challenging to one's well-being, I guess, in Orwellian sort of fashion. So that's interesting. Similarly, Hillsdale College, one of their online courses billed as why the ruling elite is anti-American. You know, we want to perhaps romanticize American exceptionalism and really kind of idolize it, which is not good. Where the Bible says we're not supposed to do that. Why the ruling elite is anti-American. We're supposed to be self-governing. Well, not exactly. In the proper context, it's supposed to be we are free to pursue our relationship with our Heavenly Father and Creator to the extent that essentially He directs us. But that should in no way infringe upon others, because the question is always who's in charge, who decides. So if the Holy Spirit is in charge of all of that and deciding, so to speak, then He's not going to orchestrate chaos and conflict. So it's slightly disingenuous and misleading to say the ruling elite is anti-American and to insinuate that we're supposed to be self-governing. Kind of, but not entirely. Even Hillsdale College bills itself as an independent institution of higher learning, founded in 1844 by men and women, grateful to God for the inestimable blessings resulting from civil and religious liberty, and believing that the diffusion of learning is essential to the perpetuity of these blessings. Yes, but not all learning is created equal, right? Some of it is Gnostic in fashion. Seeking divine wisdom. Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.